Okay, good evening, everybody. So what I would like to discuss tonight is the what the definition of night is according to halacha, and what is the proper time when to light the Hanukkah menorah. The proper time and how late can one light, I'd like to discuss those issues. But first, it's important to first have an idea of, as I said, what is considered night in halacha. So there is a very big machlokes on that topic. And there are two main shitas, the shita of the Gaonim and the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And we'll try to explain them, you know, briefly and clearly. The shita of the Gaonim is that the first stage of night is sunset, what we refer to as sunset, which is called in the Sfarim as Shkia or Shkia Sachama. And at that time begins a period called Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos is a period which is a Safek Yom, Safek Laila. It's not clear in Halacha, it's not clear in the Gemara whether that has a din of day still. Is it still part of the day or is it part of the night? It's a Safek in din. That period of Bein HaShemashos continues for 13 and a half minutes, or let's put it this way. Before we talk about minutes, let's talk about the way the Gemara describes it, which is based on milen, on how the Gemara describes time in how much distance you can cover in a set amount of time. Meaning, when the Gemara talks about the Bein HaShemashos, it says Bein HaShemashos is the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 mil. So to know how long that is, we have to know how long does it take to walk a mil. So how long it takes to walk a mil is a machlokas rishonim. There are three shitas, but the main shita is that it's 18 minutes. When we talk about a mil, for most purposes, we assume that it's 18 minutes to walk a mil. We have that when it comes to baking matzahs. That's where the 18 minutes comes from, matzah and many other areas. So assuming, well, let's say if we'll work with that shita, that one mil it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, so 3/4 mil is then 13 and a half minutes. So it says that Bein HaShemashos is 3/4 mil. That means Bein HaShemashos is 13 and a half minutes from sunset until 13 and a half minutes. Once 13 and a half minutes pass, according to the Gaonim, it's night. That's Seis HaKochavim. It's night, which means, theoretically, it should be dark outside. It doesn't seem to be so dark outside, at least not in most places in the world that we're familiar with, at just 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. And one of the answers to that may be that the Gemara is talking about a very specific location, and it varies. The Gemara perhaps is talking about the Mideast, and in places such as Europe or the United States, or many, many locations in the United States, where the Gemara didn't mean that it takes just 3/4 mil. Over there, it could take much longer. That's one possible explanation why, according to the Gaonim, we don't see it being dark at 13 and a half minutes after sunset. And another possible explanation, we'll see later, another possible explanation. Okay, so that's the sheet of the Gaonim. And after that, though, so we just work with the numbers of the Gemara. 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, it's nightfall. It's Seis HaKochavim. And which would mean, theoretically, that on Friday night, Shabbos would start Bein L'kula, Bein L'chumra. Oh, let's put it this way. I mean, theoretically, if a baby was born 13 and a half minutes after Shkia on any given day, let's say on a Tuesday going into Wednesday tonight, a baby's born 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, the bris would be Wednesday. Okay, that's not a big chiddush. The chiddush is the other way. A baby's born 13 and a half minutes after Shkia on a Friday, you could do the bris on Shabbos. Even though we know very well that would never happen, certainly not in the United States, not even in Eretz Yisrael. But theoretically, according to the Gaonim, if babies want 13 minutes to Shkia on a Friday night, babies want Shabbos. Okay. We would never do the bris on Shabbos. If it was born only 13 minutes after Shkia, bisman hazeh, we'd never. Right? In the United States, for sure not, but even in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. One of the reasons is because there's another Shita, Rabbeinu Tam Shita. According to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the According to Beit HaShemesh, the period of Beit HaShemesh is indeed 13 and a half minutes long, but it's not from Shkia, from sunset, from what we call Shkia, from sunset until 13 and a half minutes. That's Beit HaShemesh, like the Gaon. No. The Beit HaShemesh, according to Rabbeinu Tam, first begins 3 1/4 mil after Shkia. Now, let's to be more specific, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we find additional terms. There are two Shkias. There's Shkia Rishona and Shkia Shnia. Shkia Rishona is what sunset. What we refer to as sunset, well, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we'll now call that not Shkia, just plain old Shkia, but Shkia Rishona, the first Shkia. And then 3 1/4 mil later, which working again with an 18-minute mil, is 58 and a half minutes later, just the math, 3 1/4 times 18 is 58 and a half. So 58 and a half minutes later is Shkia Shnia. And that is the beginning of Beit HaShemesh. And then Beit HaShemesh goes on for 13 and a half minutes until you reach the point of 72 minutes. Everybody knows that number, right? Beit HaShemesh, 72 minutes. So between 58 and a half and 72 is Beit HaShemesh. At 72, that's Teitz of Kochavim, and then it's for sure night. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam.
I'm sorry. How do you get 58?
58 and a half?
Yeah.
Because the Gemara says, there's an indication of 3 1/4 mil that, or at least, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if Beit HaShemesh begins at the 3 1/4 mil from Shkia Rishona. Okay, so that's 58 and a half minutes, and then there's Beit HaShemesh. So that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the first 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, after sunset, is Vadayom. That means on a Friday, you could be driving and doing whatever you want, mowing your lawn. I'll leave out the idea of doing malacha after chatzos or after Zman Milcha. But what I mean is you could do malacha, you could still be doing like turning lights on and off and lighting Shabbos candles or whatever within, up to pretty much 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. What the Shulchan Aruch says back in Siman Reish Samach Aleph is that during that 58 and a half minute period of time, you could be Makabel Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's when you could be Makabel Shabbos if you want. There's a mitzvah to have a Shabbos to be Makabel Shabbos before Beit HaShemesh. So sometime within that period, you can be Makabel Shabbos. If you're not Makabel Shabbos, it's not Shabbos yet. It's not Shabbos. And even at 50 and a half minutes, it's only Suffolk. It's only Beit HaShemesh. It's Suffolk. And if you want to be able to do a bris on a baby that's born on a Friday night, he's got to be born, according to Beit HaTam, at least 72 minutes after Shkia. So that it's for sure night. Now, when I say for sure, that's again, if you, as I said, working with the 18-minute mil. Some would be machmir more and work with a longer mil. There's a shita that mil is 22 and a half minutes, and there's a shita that's 24 minutes. So even if you go with 22 and a half, it comes out to be times 4 is 90. And there are those that would not do a bris on a baby that was born on a Friday unless the baby was born at least 90 minutes after Shkia. They would not do the bris, that is to say on Shabbos, unless the baby was born at least 90 minutes after Shkia. Of course, they wouldn't do the bris on Friday either because it's way too late. They would wait for Sunday. They would say, it's a suffix. They would wait till Sunday. Okay, so now we have these two shitas are, we see, very far apart from each other. And even according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, though, many say it's not necessarily true for every place in the world, and it's not necessarily true for every time of the year. It could be the Gemara was talking about only when Biyomei Nisan V'Tishrei, only during the time when the days and nights are basically even, and only talking about in the Mideast, possibly. These are sfeikas, these are basically unresolved shilas in some of the, Gedole Achronim that deal with these Shitas. But this is what we work. So many people will not do malacha. Wherever they live in the world, they will not do malacha after when Shabbos ends until 72 minutes after sunset because they want to wait for the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, even if where they live, it may seem that it gets dark much earlier, but they won't do malacha for 72 minutes to be Yotzi Rabbeinu Tam the way, the technical dinner Rabbeinu Tam the way it said without adjusting it for a time or for a location or for a season. Okay, so now just to say over the terms, because they'll be important now. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have Tchila Shkia, it's a sunset. Then 58 and a half minutes later, we have Shkia Shnia. The first thing was Shkia Rishonu. Then we have Shkia Shnia. And then Tseis HaKochavim at 72 minutes. And those last two times, Shkia Shnia, Tseis HaKochavim, could also be described as Tchilas Shkia, or Tchila Shkia Shnia, and Sof Shkia, meaning the word Seis HaKochavim, you could call it also Sof Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam is a second Shkia at 15 and a half minutes, and then 13 and a half minutes later, at the end of Beit HaShemesh, is the end is called also called in the poskim Sof Shkia.
three and a quarter mil that creates the shniya. According to the Gaonim, the Gemara quotes.
No, I meant to say I shouldn't say that's in the Gemara.
It's in the Gemara.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I want to retract that. Okay. Okay. So now, given that, so let's try to figure out. So now, when should a person light Chanukah lech? So let's first go to the Gemara, which tells us when to light Chanukah. The Gemara is Masechta Shabbos, the Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara brings a brisa concerning Ner Chanukah that says Mitzvasa, Mishetishka Hachama. The mitzvah is Mishetishka Hachama from Shkias Hachama, Ad Shetichla Regel Menashuk, until there aren't people walking in the street any longer. That's the Gemara. That's the brisa. That so when is the time to light? Mishetishka Hachama. Now, what does that mean, Mishetishka Hachama? So we said already. Now they're according to the Gaonim, that's got to mean sunset. According to the Gaonim, there's only one shkia, right? According to the Gaonim, there's only one shkia, which is sunset. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, there are two shkias: the shkia Rishona and the shkia Shnia. So that's one question to has to be resolved in order to know the time. And there's another question. Although the Lashon of Misha Tishka Hachama seems to imply at Shkia, meaning when Shkia happens, either the first Shkia, the second Shkia, but when Shkia happens, but some learn it differently. Some learn it that it means so Shkia. Misha Tishka Hachama doesn't mean when Shkia begins. It means when Shkia is over, which could only be like Reino Tam. According to the Gaonim, well, I'm not certain about that, if they use that Lashon at all. But I'm not sure why not. They could use Sof Shkia to mean 13 and a quarter minutes later. But certainly, according to Reino Tam, there is the expression of Sof Shkia referring to 72 minutes Sof Shkia. So there's a possibility, and this is, and well, as we'll see, it's Hashem Rishonim, who they're definitely Rishonim will learn this way, that it means Sof Shkia. So now, in terms of...
It doesn't mean the 50 minutes, 52 minutes. Even if you're going to Rabbi Nakam's world, you're lighting at 52.
You mean 52, you mean 50 and a half?
58 and a half. You're lighting at that shkia, you're not lighting at the... You don't mean to say so, Rabbi Nakam is 72.
No, I do mean that. I'm saying there are Rishonim that learn that it does not mean tchila shkia. It means sov shkia, the end of the second shkia. Mamish says a kahav, also see. Now, although the Lashon, granted the Lashon, mi shetishka implies... At Shkia, but the Rishonim don't learn it that way. Now, in general, I should be makdim also that in terms of this machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim, how does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, before we get to Chanukah, how does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? It's Nogea Shabbos, Friday night, it's Nogea Motzoi Shabbos, it's Nogea Taneisim, it's Nogea many things, of course. Kriyashma, I mean, many, many things. So the halach is found in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Samach Aleph, in the Hilcha Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch, both the Mechaber and the Ramah, go with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. They both go with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We all know that when it comes to bringing in Shabbos, we are not makel like Rabbeinu Tam to say that, don't worry about it, you have plenty of time. It's way past sunset, no problem. It's only 30 minutes past sunset. You have almost another half an hour before you have to even think about Shabbos. We all know that's not how we fare, how we conduct ourselves, at least in the United States, certainly in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, as opposed to back in Europe. In Europe, there were communities that went with Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and they did not were not chayish for the Gaonim Shita, and they taka did malacha after sunset. But once the Jewish population, the first population, moved from out of Europe, resettled in Eretz Yisrael and the United States, so. Dealing specifically with the United States, in Eretz Yisrael, in many places, they followed the Gaonim because the Vilna Gaon, who was not from those Gaonim, when we say the Gaonim, we're referring to the Gaonim who preceded the Rishonim, but the Vilna Gaon, who was much later, Paskin like that Shita, he held like the Shita of the Gaonim, and we know that a major part of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, at least in Yerushalayim, was Talmidei HaGra. And so the minig in Yerushalayim in many areas is like the Gra, including when it comes to Zmanim. So maybe it's like the Vilna Gaon, which means it's like the Gaon. But in America, that's not the case. It's not based on the Shita as the Gra. But the many years ago, the Rabbanim who were in America at the time got together and koveya that everybody has to start Shabbos at a uniform time. And we're not going to be mekel like Benatam. The Mishnah Berurah already in Siman Reis Samach Aleph says not to be mekel when it comes to bringing in Shabbos, not to be mekel like Benatam, but to be chashish for the sheet of the Gaonim, the Chumra. And that was the decision in the United States to do that, to make it uniform. You know, I'm going back in the, it was probably somewhere around the turn of the century, you know, in the year 1900, somewhere around there. And it was necessary to be mechazik Shabbos. The Frum community wasn't particularly strong yet. It was in its early stages, and it was very important to make sure that Shabbos is kept to the fullest extent that they can, and that in order to make Shabbos more in order to make things, in order to make Shmira Shabbos in a more uniform fashion so that it would have a better chance of survival, they got together and said that everybody should do the same thing and everybody should be Mikabel Shabbos before the Zman of the Gaonim, before the Bein Shmashas of the Gaonim, which is why women light candles 18 or 20 minutes before the Shita of the Gaonim, before Shkia Rishona, before sunset. And we know we would absolutely not do any malacha once at sunset, even if a person's late and a woman hasn't lit candles yet. Maybe she would light candles a little bit later, but absolutely not after Shkia. Shkia would always be the absolute line of demarcation for any malacha. If a person's driving in a car and he's late coming home and he's rushing, he would absolutely, unless he's in a Makam Sakan or something where he, without getting into those exceptions, but if he's able to, he's not in a dangerous place, he would absolutely stop his car before Shkia, before sunset, get out, do whatever he has to do with the keys, you know, et cetera, not going through all that right now, but the point is before Shkia. Shkia is the absolute cutoff point. You should be Makabel Shabbos sometime before that, but Shkia is the absolute cutoff point, even though it's only beginning of Bein Shmashos, and even that only through Reino Tam, only through the Gaonim, but that's how we fear Zach.
You know, the factor of Reino Tam is that Shita is one fulfilling Tosefet Shabbos, even if they do not begin earlier than regular Shkia?
According to Reino Tam, they are. Sure. Because when it first starts at Shkia.
No, I'm saying most, a lot of people are not most of the Shabbos. I get come out of according to Reino Tam that you are.
Right, that's right. Because it's certainly starting by Shkia.
I would get credit for that. We don't pass them that way.
When we say we don't pass them, means we're machmir. We're machmir, not only like Benetam, but that doesn't mean that it's very possible that we can be considered to have a Shabbos. You know,
nothing like calculation.
Right.
Rabbi, my cousins in Borough Park, they're Ger Hasidim, and when I visit them, I want to start Shabbos the usual time that I do here. But every time I said, are we ready to go down? And they said, there's plenty of time. They wait till it's absolutely dark. And then
that's to go daven, but they're not still doing malacha, are they? I don't believe so. I don't believe they're still doing malacha.
I mean, they're home, so.
Okay, but that, you know, it doesn't mean they're doing malacha.
I don't think they're just sitting there. I'm not sure what
okay. Yeah. I would doubt that they're doing malacha. Very much.
Yeah.
They're very much.
It's absolutely black at night when they start shops.
Wait, maybe when they daven, but okay. Hard to believe that they didn't know after Shkia. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we said Reish Samach Aleph Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, we're machmir legabi Kabbalah Shabbos, we're machmir for the Golden Shita, but about when it comes to Sof Shabbos, because of the Tzai Shabbos, we're machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. And even people that don't wait 72, it's not because they're going like the Gaonim, it's either because they're going like a modified view of Rabbeinu Tam, as I say, modified for this location and for this time, for a time of year, or even more specifically for location, or going perhaps like a third Shita, which I don't want to really go into right now. But that's what the Shulchan says. So now, getting back to Ner Chanukah. So Ner Chanukah, it says, Mitzvasa Mishetishka Chama Ad Shetich L'Regel Menashuk. So now, the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon is like this. Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, which is Hilchas Chanukah, the Zman for lighting Chanukah. Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Aleph, Ein Madlik in Ner Chanukah Kodim Shetishka HaChama, Ela Im Sof Shkiyasa. In Sof Shkiyasa, that's what it says. Lo ma'achrim, lo ma'kdimim. So the question is, when it says Sof Shkiyasa implies, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu Seisa Kochavim. Seisa Kochavim. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber is saying that the Zman to light Chanukah Lech is Seisa Kochavin. Not at Shkia, and not even somewhere in between, but at Seisa Kochavin. And that is based on the tour, as the Be'er Lech tells us, Ken Kosev HaTur, V'chen Kosev HaRash, etc. So that's Shita number one. Shita number one is light Ner Chanukah, so at Teisa Kochavim, for Shemachaber, that for Shulchan Aruch. Right, except that we've said already that Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Gaonim, so the Shulchan Aruch certainly doesn't mean that. Shulchan Aruch means, as Mishnah Berurah says, Teisa Kochavim, Lefi Ravenu Tam. Okay. Then the Be'er Lech brings that although that is what the Shulchan Aruch says and means, nevertheless, there are other Rishonim, Avil Barashba Varan, Mashba Behedi, it's Mashba clearly, Shehu Tchila Shashkia. The Zman is not Sov Shkia, but it's Tchila Shkia. However, when he says Tchila Shkia, what does that mean? Does that mean sunset? No, Lav Dafka. It's Tchila Shkia, but that could be Tchila Shkia Shnia, not the first Shkia. And in fact, that is what the Be'er Lech himself says later, that it means Shkia Shnia, not the first Shkia. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that later. So here, Mishnah Berurah later in Sifka Nal says, "Avol be'emes yesh harbi rishonim this sphere lehu." There are many rishonim that hold the kavanas hagemar hu al tchila shkia shnia. And he writes, "Vu be'erech it's approximately revisha mikodim. It's about a quarter of an hour earlier." So he said, according to the 18-minute sheet, it's 13 and a half minutes. According to a longer sheet, it's a little bit more than 15. It's around 15 minutes, around revisha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So we have two shittas so far. The shita of the Shulchan Aruch based on the Tur and the Rosh is Sov Shkia, Tseisa Kochavim. The shita of the Rashman, the Ran, and others is that it is Tchilas Shkia Shnia, the beginning of the second Shkia, which is only, as I said, the term second Shkia only exists in the Rabbeinu Tam's world, and that means about 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, at least, again, where Rabbeinu Tam was talking about, where the Gemara was talking about. And then we have a third shita, or do we? What would the third shita be? Possibly. Well, third shita possibly could be when the Gemara says Misha Tishka Hachama. Maybe it means sunset. Maybe it means at the beginning of Shkia. It means what we call Shkia Rishona. Maybe it means sunset. Does anyone hold that way? Well, I have to be honest with you. If you learn the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, you won't necessarily walk away thinking that anyone holds that way. But we know there is a very famous shita that the Velt says holds that way. That's the Rambam. It is. You do a mufursam, and the figure called that the Rambam holds you light Chanukah Lech at sunset. Now, the Lashon of the Rambam is, let me read the Lashon of the Rambam, which I wrote over. Ein madlika neres Chanukah kodim shetishka hachama. You should not light neres Chanukah before tishka hachama. Ela im shkiyasa, lo ma'achrin, not later, v'lo makdinin, not earlier. Now, I just want to point out that is very, very similar to the Mechaber's Lashon, almost exact with one word different. Again, the Rambam says, Ein madlika neres Chanukah kodim shetishka hachama, don't light it before Shkia, ela im Shkiyasa. And the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein madlika neres Chanukah kodim shetishka hachama, ela im sof Shkiyasa. He adds in one word, the Mechaber, based on the Torah, ela im sof Shkiyasa. He adds in that one word that changes the whole playing field. That is the Stevelt's understanding of the Rambam, and this is what they say over also b'shem, the psak of the Vilna Gaon, is to light at sunset, to light at Shkia, meaning at sunset. Now, when you learn the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha, it doesn't sound that way, that he understood the Rambam that way. It sounds like he understood the Rambam also, that the Rambam does not mean Tchila Shkia. That the Rambam does not mean Tchisha, or that knows that the Rambam does not mean sunset. But we'll leave that because, that's, as I said, it's definitely before some accepted that the Rambam means you light with sunset, and that is the proper Zman. And to point out, the Rambam continues and says, Shachach Ohizid, if you forgot to light at Shkia, Ohizid, or if you intentionally, for whatever reason, you intentionally didn't light at Shkia, v'lo hidlikim Shkia sachama, madlik v'holech ad shetich l'regel min ashuk. You could still light until tich l'regel min ashuk, which is the lashon of the Braisa. How much is that? Zog the Rambam. V'kama hu's manze? How long is that? Kamo chatzi sha'a o yeser. About a half hour, or perhaps a bit more. Over Zman Zeh, but if you miss that time, you miss that, let's just call it half hour, ain't no madlik, you don't light. So the Rambam holds you have only that half hour to light. So if we're going to learn the Rambam that he means that you have to light at sunset, then it's going to come out that you only have 1/2 hour from when the sun sets to be mekayim the mitzvah altogether. 1/2 hour, he says, oh yes, sir, or you know, perhaps a little bit more, undefined amount more. But if you miss that zman, if you didn't lie within that 1/2 hour, according to the Rambam, you're not yosei. Forget it. Better luck tomorrow. You can't lie anymore that night, or you could lie, but you're not mekayim a mitzvah. Certainly can't make a bracha. It's not a mitzvah, according to the Rambam. So we'll see, it's Hashem, that others disagree with this. But let's go back now.
So it's arguing when tichla regular nashuk. I mean, what's
sorry?
He saying?
Yes, he's saying because
saying that half hour is when people aren't on the streets anymore.
Yes, at least Bisman and Gemara. At least Bisman and Gemara.
They stayed home with their blocks and news.
Well,
America,
not like theirs. They're late for Hadlakas and theirs. Good to remember.
Right.
That's right. That was the time that people left work and.
That's one of the values that they're going to bring. Not connected the
pitch black.
Right minds outside at
2:00 in the morning. It's pitch black. Yeah, it must not long ago, but it's pitch black. You're saying it's like today 2:00 in the morning. It's pitch black outside.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Only on the street.
Right. Okay. So I want to go through now the different shittos and what is the proper time to light. So the Rambam holds light at shkia, light at sunset, and as I said, they say this over Shem the Grah, and it's brought that was the minig in Yerushalayim, the minig called them to light. That's Man Rishlomaz on Arbach says this, that the minig in Yerushalayim was always to light at sunset, and it's brought b'shem the Brisker Rav, his son Rabbi Rafal Soloveitchik, said over that his father was extremely makbid on it, that he would, before Chanukah, he would check, find out to make sure he had the exact zman so that he could light, you know, punkt et shkia, because lo makdim, you're not supposed to light before either. But lo ma'achr, you want to get l'chatchilo the whole zman. You want to light right then and get the whole 1/2 hour worth of the mitzvah. So they say he was very makbid. Okay. However, others say, even Yerushalayim, not like that. It's brought down a couple of svarim in the Shvas Yitzchak and some other places. Perhaps we're quoting it from the Shvas Yitzchak, but it's brought B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that he said that you shouldn't light at Shkia, you shouldn't light at sunset, even in Yerushalayim. Why not? Because if what we call sunset is really Shkia Sachama, then 13.5 minutes later, it should be dark. It should be Tesek Kochav, and it should be dark. And it's not. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's simply not dark. So I said before, one pshat is that because it goes by time of year and location. But the location, Pashas they're talking about, is the Mideast. And Eretz Yisrael is right there or right around there. Even if they were talking about Bavel, how far away is it? So Rabbi Yashiv, I said this, it might be another teretz. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying, perhaps we have Shkia wrong. Perhaps what we call sunset is not really Shkia. What Chazal meant by Shkia Sachama is a little bit later than what the Veld calls now sunset. So Zakhtar Yashiv, don't light at sunset, light about 10 minutes later. Now, 10 minutes later already, then we could already see that it's beginning, it's starting to get a little bit dark, and 13.5 minutes after that, it's already, in Eretz Yisrael at least, it's already what we can call dark, and we can fathom that's Seisa Kochavim. So Rabbi Yashiv is brought down as suggesting that one should light approximately 10 minutes after Shkia. Interestingly, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechar Lebrach, in the Igros Moshe, has a tshuva where he also says to light 10 minutes after Shkia. This tshuva is in Aruch Chaim Dalet Simen Kuf Aleph, at the end of the tshuva, and he writes, there are taimim dechonim. There are a number of good reasons to light 10 minutes after Shkia. That's what Rav Moshe writes. I heard from one of the Talmidim of Rav Moshe that that's how he paskins, that's how he tells people to do, light 10 minutes after Shkia. Okay, so let's call that shita number two. But then if we'll move ahead to those who paskin light, follow the Shulchan Aruch in this matter, not this psak of the Rambam, or not, or Karav said, but rather they follow the Shulchan Aruch, and, or, again, either the Shulchan Aruch, or at least the Shita of the Rashba and the Ran to light by Tchilash Shkia Shnia. And they'll light, therefore, much, much later, the light when it's getting dark already. Either like the Rashba and the Ran, or Mamash like the Shulchan Aruch itself, like the Tur and the Rush, like Mamash by Tzitzit Chavim. But even people who light by Tzitzit Chavim, typically they're not going to wait for the latest Tzitzit Chavim. It's not like by other mitzvahs, where if you're makbid for Rabbeinu Tam, and you're makbid, you know, if it says, you're makbid, and Motzei Shabbos, you won't do malacha, you'll make sure 100% that it's 72 minutes, and wherever, like I said, wherever you live. Or, and some people, even after a tainus, certainly, well, certainly a tainus d'oraisa, certainly Yom Kippur, but even a tainus d'rabbanan, they're going to wait 72 minutes before they lay in the Megillah. Certainly, you'll create some Megillah per night, 72 minutes after Shkia, because it's midivrei sofrim, it's not a d'oraisa mamish, but it's more chum than a regular d'rabbanan. 72 minutes, there are plenty of people who are knowing that way, to be makbid in time. Here, by Chanukah, like, even if you're waiting for Tzeisa Kochavim, but since there are so many other shitas, so perhaps it's an inyan not to wait till Mamish Dol Leidish Tzeis, but to light earlier. And in any case, the Mishnah Berurah says, whenever you light early, meaning if you're lighting like, if you're going to light like the shita of the Rambam, or 10 minutes after, whatever, the Mishnah, or a case, even if you don't paskin that way, la halacha, you really paskin that you should be lighting later, but a case where you can't light later for whatever reason, you're not going to be home and you're going to be away and not going to be able to light at all unless you light earlier. Or Friday, for example, when you must light earlier. In all those cases, the Mishnah Berurah says you should put in enough shemen that it will last till approximately a half an hour after tzeis, meaning figure what you consider tzeis, then a half an hour, because the idea of tichla regel min hashuk is not just like the Rambam learned, that it's the amount, it's the window in which you can light, and after that you can't light at all. Many hold that's not true, but it's a shear for how long the candles should burn. Whenever you light, the candles should burn for a shear of approximately a half hour, which is the shear of tichla regel min hashuk. So therefore, whenever you're lighting earlier, you anyway want to make sure to put in enough shemen to last till a half hour after tzeis. So, and for that, you might want to, if you want to figure tzeis as being 72 minutes and make sure your candles last till 92 minutes after shkia, because hey, that's fine. Whenever you light. So if you light, let's say, 50 minutes or 40 minutes, whatever, after shkia, depending on where you live, etc. But you'll see to it that your candles last till at least tzeis plus a half hour. And you know, you could, for that, you could, as I said, you could figure it says at whatever you're comfortable figuring it says.
How do we make a bracha on Erev Shabbos?
Because when Erev Shabbos, when Chazal, who masakin is mitzvah, they also knew about Shabbos, yeah, and they expected us and wanted us to light before Shabbos, and they allowed us to. Not only that, but it does say that even during the week, if a person must light earlier, there is a halacha about lighting the plag hamincha, which is before shkia. Maybe we'll see if we have time to discuss that a little bit. But certainly on Friday, it's expected. It's mandatory that you light before shkia, before sunset. Okay, you could argue, well, if you're the Rabbeinu Tam, maybe it's not. It's not before sunset. But lemaisa, you know, we're machmir for the gonim, and we have a right to do that, to make a bracha even before. Now, before we move to the next point, there's one other sheet I want to mention, and that is the sheet that's said over b'shem Hagoyin Rav Aaron Cutler. And I know that many Yotzei Lakewood, many Talmidim who are of the Lakewood Shiva follow this, is to light at approximately 23 or 25 minutes after shkia, something about that, around there. The idea being to light within the first half hour after shkia, because the Fida Rambam, if we said, as we mentioned before, that if the Rambam holds that you have to light by sunset, and then you only have approximately a half hour afterwards light, if you miss that half hour, quote the Rambam, you miss the mitzvah altogether. So by lighting with 23 or 25 minutes after shkia, you're at least being Yotzei, Lefida Rambam, you're still lighting within that. And at the same time, you're lighting at a time which is perhaps already more karuv to be Sof Shkia, at least according to the Gaonim, or perhaps even within, closer to Tzeis Kachavim, according to, I mentioned, there's a third sheet that we're not going into. But there are other cheshbonos why, if you light that time, you have other gains. But I believe that, one of the main gains is that you be Yotzei Lefida Rambam sheet. Whereas if you wait for Tzeis, if you do like the Shulchan Aruch, that's fine. We pass the Shulchan Aruch. But you won't be Yotzei the Rambam Shita. So that's one of the milas that they say the Rabbi wanted to incorporate into the Zman that he recommended. Okay, now the question is, how late can you light? So we saw the Rambam says half an hour, that's it. But the Torah disagrees with the Rambam. And the Torah says that we don't paskin that way. The Torah says it's not correct that you could only light for the first half hour, and after that it's too late. And in fact, the way it's brought lahalacha is a person can light all night if he has to, till Omer HaShachar, till dawn, if necessary. However, somebody has to be up to see it. In other words, it says if you're B'nei Bayis on the Urim, then you could light at any time of the night. But it's important, or according to some, necessary, required, that there be some degree of pesuminisa. Some yid has to see a neiros other than yourself. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you come home late at night and everybody's sleeping, famous Mishnah Berurah, wake somebody up. How many people? So there, he doesn't specify, but there Aruch HaShulchan says it's enough one person to see it. Kat ish or isha, katan or ketan, as long as they're b'nei das. It's good enough. It doesn't have to be a gadol, even a chayv mitzvah. A bar das. You're a seven-year-old child. You're an eight-year-old child. Good enough. they're chayv mitzvah already, but whatever. A bar das is good enough. Maybe even a six-year-old. Good enough. Now, let's say nobody's up. So Aruch HaShulchan says meforish, no bracha, light without a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah also paskins that white light without a bracha. In the Sharet Siyud, he brings the sheet of the Chemed Moshe, who wants to say that, no, who disagrees with this Magen Avraham that is based on that light without a bracha, and wants to say, what? You mean if somebody, what happens if somebody lives out in a midbar where there are no Jews? So that's it, he can't light Chanukah left with a bracha, he has to light, he can't make a bracha on Chanukah, and their Chanukah, namastab, of course. So the Chemed Moshe paskins that if you don't have anybody watching, you could still make a bracha. It's a maila that somebody should see, presumably, but it's not required. The Mishnah Berurah says on that, in the Sharet Siyud, Safek brachas lahakel, which means, it's a suffix. Don't do it. Don't do it like that. But if somebody wants to follow that shita, ain limchus biyado. You don't have to stop him. Somebody wants to follow that shita, he's entitled to. You shouldn't stop him. But the Mishnah doesn't paskin that way. He paskin seemingly that you shouldn't do it. And like I said, the Aruch HaShulchan is so seem you shouldn't. Rav Moshe itself is a true Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe paskins that you should make a bracha even after, even if nobody, you know, late at night and nobody's up. Now, I should just mention, when I say that somebody, the Rav Moshe, by the way, is in Aruch Chaim Dalet, Siman Kuf Hei Ozayin. When I say that somebody has to see your neighbors, Lo Yitzer, there's nobody home, but you know for sure that there's still people on the street. Let's say it's what? Nobody home because maybe a person lives alone. And he's lying, it's not so late, it's 10 o'clock at night. And where he lives, 10 o'clock at night, there's plenty of people on the street. And there are Yidden, there are Yidden on the street. And he's lighting by a window, Yidden are going to see his light. So that's also okay. People are seeing it. It's Pesumini. So he's lighting a place where people can't see it and people will see it. So that's okay as well. But if you don't have that, there's nobody in the house and there's nobody that's too late, you come in, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're lighting and there's nobody in the street where you live, nobody's going to see it. Then according to the Mishnah Berurah, Safek Brachas Lahakel, don't make a bracha. Aruch HaShulchan says, don't make a bracha. Rav Moshe paskins that you should make a bracha. Now, another important point is the Ramah says, and it's based on the Torah, that this whole discussion of when you should light and the Zman, that some say it's kamat not nogea anymore. It's not nogea b'zman hazeh. Why? It was nogea b'zman chazal. The original takana was to light out by the, you know, by in the chatzar, light outside in the street where people would see, you know, would see the neiros, and that's why you're lighting at shetech l'regel mashuk. Excuse me, you want the people walking by to see it. That was the original takana. Later, the takana was changed from the shas takana. Minichol shulchanu v'dayu. We light inside. So once you're lighting inside, says the Torah, so there's a day that says the zman is not critical anymore. It doesn't have to be dafka at the time when people are walking in the street because they're not the ones looking at the neiros. You're lighting it for the people in your house. So any time of night is fine. And the Torah disagrees because he says, no, but we're still lighting by Pesach HaBayis. We might be, you know, now we're not lighting maybe outside in the chatzah, but we're lighting by Pesach HaBayis. So the Ramah also said, the Ramah brings this down, and it's if Siv Beis and Tafresh Ayin Beis, and he says, Yeshomer Mishmah Zer Shmali Bifnim, Eino Tzarech Lizar Lahad Lekosh and Tichle Regom and Ashok. But he says, when we call Makom Tov Lizar Gam Bizman Zer, it's good to still be Nizar. Why should still be Nizar? So the Bir Lacha brings from the Torah, because even now we do with Pesach HaBayis, and the Overim Shavim see it. So even we, most of us, don't do it, at least here in the United States, most of us don't do it by Pesach HaBayis, but we do try to do it by a window. Unless you live in a tall building and above 20 amas from the ground, you will light in a window if you can, where people will see it from the street. So you do want to accomplish not just presuming nisa for the B'nai Bayis, but also presuming nisa for the people on the street. So you do still want to light lechatchila at a time that, you know, people are walking the street. Now, even so, it might not necessarily mean that the first half hour, because people are in the street much later, but Chalapachos would be a time when people could still see it. The Aruch HaShulchan says it differently. He says when the Ramah says to do it during that zman, It's because that was the Takanas Chazal. The Takanas Chazal was to light at that Zman. So even though it's not as important anymore, but lechatchila, you should comply with the Takanas Chazal. So even if you're not lighting in a window, and you're lighting just in your house, it's still lechatchila to light at the right Zman.
Right,
yes, but usually when you're lying in the window, it doesn't exclude the bias.
Like in my house, the window for the tree is not bias.
Okay, but you could still but they could congregate b'shas hadlaka, and
yeah,
that's the best thing to do. And they can come and sit by the nearest a little bit. It's really the best thing to try to. If you have a window that goes to the street, it really is best to light there and have the bnei bias come and see it as well. Al kopanim, it's an important ramah to know. So we still do try to light this man. Many people can't if they're at work and they're unable to come home on time, or I don't want it, no time to go into all the details now. But there's a very big discussion amongst the gedolim of certainly recent years, at least, and probably predated recent time, about what about people that are learning in the couple of people learning in the kollel and yeshiva. Should they be mafsik, the siddurim, and go light bizman, or should they not? There are yeshivas in kollel where they're mafsik, and there are those where they're not. There are some that say, yes, for a mitzvah, to do the mitzvah behidura, the bittul Torah is not a cheshbon, and the others say very strongly not like that. Chas v'shalom, to be mevatel a seder, and especially when Bizman is there, Bizman is no longer such an ikur. So Chas v'shalom to be mevatel the seder kavua, of yeshiva kol, shouldn't be mevatel like later. And as I said, there are people who can't get home on time from work or from other places, or people are traveling and get home late at night. Lamaisa, one could light, as we said, any time at night, that somebody else will see it. The Kalidim will light with a bracha, and if nobody else will see it, you can still light L'chala Pachas without a bracha, as I mentioned the Machalukas before. Of course, all this is besides Friday and Motzei Shabbos. Friday you must light earlier, Motzei Shabbos you must light later. That's Pashit. And we're talking about the other six nights when you have the ability to choose a time. That's mostly where this discussion is pertinent.
And as you go further north, Siberia, you can already start lighting at early afternoon. It's in the other direction, it's Antarctica. It's the opposite way around. It's not even dark.
Right.
Is there any Indian lining in the window if you're more than 20 on the side?
No.
There's no Indian
line. One thing outside, it's a little shelter
that
you
know. Same
20 hours. Yes. Can you fulfill the proceedings that no Jews see?
It seems not. No, it has to be.
Only.